Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kiana.
Girl, I had the worst trouble this morning.
I think Blog Talk has a conspiracy against you, Kiana. I don't know how else to explain it, because you, like, literally the only person I know have trouble with Blog Talk. I mean, they get me every now and again, but yours is consistent.
Girl, like, dang.
Well, it was ringing busy when I first called. It was like that.
Girl, can you read that off for me?
Hmm?
It wouldn't even read at all. I mean, ring at all for me. It wouldn't ring at all.
Well, the good news is we're in here now.
Yes. How was your night? Did you get you some sleep last night?
Girl, I got me some sleep all day yesterday. It's that time of the I hate being a woman, Mom. And I'm just paralyzed. You know, it's not the older I get, the worse my cramps are getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's all I've been doing. All day yesterday was in the bed. And so I was watching TV, you know, most of the day. Girl, have you seen the daggone Little Women of L.A.?
Girl, y'all let it go, Little Women of L.A.
Girl, if they ain't the most hilarious. I watched just about the whole season yesterday. I still got a few more episodes, but I cut the TV off last night once I finished all of my primetime evening shows. But girl, they for one thing, they just so cute. And you know, I'm not just saying it just because they're small, but you know, you can't help but notice that they're small, but they is hilarious. And I have to finish checking it out today because that's what I'm doing today. I probably won't move
the
out
there. The one with the big hair. The one with the big hair, the pregnant one. You can't tell her she ain't hot either.
Who?
The pregnant one.
Yeah. You can't tell her. Girl, you better not, and that she can't sing and she can't dance.
Yeah, the little black one looks like she'll throw somebody.
Yeah, I know, with her mean little self. I mean, they just so tiny. I mean, just girl, did you see the one when the two guys
got
in the fight?
Girl, yeah, in the restaurant.
Yeah. Now, your ass watched just about every reality TV that come on. How the hell do you find the damn time? You see everything.
That's not true. Right there. And then they got the foreign one. The one is foreign.
The
blonde.
Yeah. Well, she's still a little person, but she's not as short as the other one. She's like half and half.
Girl, yeah.
Girl.
I missed the last episode, though, where the one got married to her blind man to the man she blind dated off the internet. And they finally met each other. He asked to marry her. That's the last one I seen.
Oh, I ain't got to that one then. Because I thought that, I can understand why her family felt the way that they did. Because I was a little skeptical of him, too. But then I thought, okay, well, maybe, you know, even though they little people, they still people, and maybe he really like her. So, wow. Mm. Okay, so,
maybe
yeah, I ain't got
to be throwing her around. He liked the fantasy of throwing her around and pitting her any way he wanted to put her. I think that's what it is.
Oh, sorry, let me turn that down. I was trying to read this article that I stumbled across. First of all, people are resigning left and right out of Ferguson, out of that after the Justice of the Department of Justice inquiries, and two police officers were shot out there last night. So, oh man. Still going down out there in Ferguson. Still going down.
They're still going again.
But so you know they're still protesting out there too, and I don't know if it's just because you know the media isn't covering it as much as it was at one time. They even was protesting out here, and we're in close to Atlanta in DeKalb County. About it was. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's going to hear. Now, let me ask you this. How would you have did it? Would you would have resigned to pack up and move? Or do you think you could have continued to live there after this?
Oh, if I had the means, yeah, I probably would have moved. I probably would have been, you know, if I was, and I understand that, and I say that, you know, without saying it lightly, because I understand that a lot of people just can't up and move, but
right.
I probably would if I had the money and the potential of being able to, I mean, you know, if I was working a regular 9-to-5 and could get work elsewhere, yeah, and then furthermore, if I had small kids or anything like that, yeah, I would have to try to start over somewhere else. Good morning, Zaya. I sure would.
Yeah, my cousin transferred.
Oh, from the one that the response?
Fire Chief, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. think he transferred.
Don't blame him. I'm sorry. Sometimes you got to, you know, and I'm not, you know, saying anything against anybody that, you know, would be like, ain't nobody running me away, or we're going to stay and fight and protest and all of that. But a wise man once told me that sometimes you just got to, you know, you can't fight every battle. You just got to know when to sit back and pray for others and yourself and do what you got to do. So, yeah, I would have, yeah, I would have left.
Oh.
Tanya says she's about to get some coffee and don't say anything good while she gone.
Girl, I'm making my coffee here.
I know, I hear.
I was still concentrating on trying to get through. I didn't get my coffee made.
I used to drink coffee daily, but I don't know. I get a taste for it every now and then, and when I do it, I get some iced coffee, but I don't know, I'm trying to do better. As far as eating habits, caffeine, sugar, all that stuff.
And I can't drink iced coffee.
You can? Why? Because it's cold?
Because it's cold. Because it's cold.
I love iced coffee. Oh, I'm going to stop talking about it because now I'm starting to miss 7-Eleven. Do you have 7-Eleven in Ohio?
No, we don't have 7-Eleven. They've been gone. 7-Eleven's been gone for a while.
Oh, but y'all did have them.
We don't have them here because mine is. Yeah, now some cities in Ohio have them. We haven't had them here in over 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah, we have
they
something called United
Dairy
Farmers.
They just don't seem the same without
7-Eleven. We have something called United Dairy Farmers.
Oh.
It's almost like it. It's like almost like a 7-Eleven. Almost like a 7-Eleven.
They have QTs here.
Quick Trip.
They're not the same. They're not the same. Empire was a little boring last night. And I'm not just, you know, because you know I have my ups and downs with the show, but I don't know. I just felt like maybe they were probably saving the Big Bang. I mean, the only, like, aha moment was when he said something about possibly being that baby's father, the little girl's father. And I kind of felt like I didn't think, remember we were talking about this, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, and I said that, you know, why he just don't get a blood test? I didn't just don't get worried for it. So I guess Lucius must have felt like, well, if he wasn't Jamal's, then he could be his. But other than that, yeah, it was just kind of, I think, I can't think of his name on the show. He's just going to always be Antoine Fisher to me. But I think something is up for him.
Malcolm.
Okay.
Malcolm.
I think Malcolm is up to something. And
yes,
we finally have discovered the eighth wonder of the world. And that is why Malik Yoba's lip is always chapped. It's cocaine on it.
He's in love with the coco.
He got cocaine. That's why, I mean, this is dating back to New York Undercover. It explains it, man. He has cocaine on his lips. Did you see him last night? He licked his lips like three or four times, and each time before they could fully blossom back out, they were ashy again. It's the cocaine.
Yeah, he'll be dead next week.
Mark my mind. You think so for the season finale?
Yeah, he'll be dead.
I think
he's company.
I don't even think it's so much about that. It's just that I don't think that he really don't have a storyline. I mean, now that Andre then really went completely cuckoo, you know, he can't partner up with him. I believe you're right, Kiana, because as a writer, if this was the end of the book and I was doing a somewhat of a cliffhanger, I would go ahead and kill him off and then put Malcolm up in the forefront, since him and Cookie got something going on. They don't have no use for Malik anymore.
I don't trust Malcolm.
I don't trust him either.
Malcolm either working for the FBI, the local police, or the enemy, or the white guy that, you know, their competition. But Malcolm ain't right with Malcolm.
Yeah, I think something is up with him, too. Definitely. Definitely. You know what? I can't stand when stuff is misleading, too. They last week when they did the sneak peek of, you know, the episodes from, I don't like when how they made it seem like Mary was going to have a bigger role than what she did. She said two words. Is that your son, Lucius? That's all she said. And probably got about $30 million. But even though she's not the world's best actor anyway, so that's probably all that they could probably just want to just to have her face just so people tune in. But it was a little boring. It didn't have too much oomph to it. But Boo Boo Kitty will be back tomorrow or next week for the season finale. So this will determine if I'm going to, 2 hours, I know. This is going to determine if I'm going to watch it next season when it comes back. But I guarantee you they won't take a long of a break as a lot of these other shows have done. And I was glad that they didn't do that mid-season break mess where they took a break in the middle of it. I think that they're going to, it's going to be maybe 2 or 3 months, but maybe not as long the other shows have taken, but they're going to be right back because they're hot right now. So, got to strike when the iron is hot.
No, that won't take that long of a break. What do you, now a lot of people are talking Emmys. Do you think they win a lot of the shows and win a lot of Emmys?
Probably so, and that's just because of the number of records that they're breaking as far as viewership.
Mm-hmm.
But really, to be honest, Cookie carries that. To me, she carries the show. The only one that probably should be getting, even Terrence Howard, you know, his character is mediocre, and he feeds off of Cookie, to me. Cookie is the only one that probably should get anything. Now, maybe Jamal, because of, his talent ability. But, yeah, I don't see a whole Emmy-winning cast.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to, as far as the Emmy goes anyway, they're going to be very selective about who they are going to give an Emmy to if they are to get one, because they're not going to give everybody, even if they deserved it. An all-black cast? Mm-mm. Hollywood is still Hollywood. I don't care what your ratings are.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad.
And that's what the debate was.
Huh?
That's what the debate was saying. That's what the debate was that I was looking at, was talking about, like, they're not all getting an Emmy. Maybe one or two of them. And it's going to show you, it's going to show us that the Emmys are still kind of racist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still not fair. So, you're not the person to say that.
Nah, it'll never. I could say never, but, it just is what it is. Okay, so I have a question about this game that you and some of the other readers and members of Don't Read Me, Read a Book group are playing. And I've seen this in other groups, and I need to know exactly how this wins. The last person's a comment contest. I mean, that could go on for years. What is it, the last person to comment for amount of time, or
whenever I decide to stop it.
Oh, okay.
I already picked the date that I'm going to stop it. I know in my head when I'm going to stop it. I do personally know when I'm going to stop it.
Okay, because I've seen that in another group a long time ago, and girl, they were up to, I can't even remember how many comments they had, but it went on, I think it went on for like maybe 6 months.
I just seen one that got 6,000 or something comments.
Maybe that's the one still going on.
In Jay Jones' group. She has one that has 6,000 or something comments.
Oh, okay, girl. It's too many damn groups. I can't keep up. Okay. And
yeah,
I probably is about 200. Oh, okay. I just wondering.
Yeah, I know when I was going to stop it. When I first started, I already told somebody the date that I'm going to stop it. And the exact time. I know the exact time I'm going to stop it. So.
Okay. So what else did we say we were going to talk about today other than, what's that prior?
I hate Bobby Brown.
Oh, girl, I was asleep. I forgot all about, okay, start from the beginning. I need blow by blow because I didn't see not any of it. And I went looking for it earlier to try to DVR it, but I think the medicines had kicked in by then, and I was in la-la land.
And you know what? That is so crazy because to remind you. I promise to God I started to call you to remind you that it's coming on. Always go with your first instinct because I swear I called you to remind. I was going to call you to remind you. It started off with his mother. And I personally have always got the impression that he lived with them since he was a kid. No, he didn't move with them until after his 18th birthday.
What?
First of all. Yeah.
Who is he? Who is he?
Him and Bobby Christina was friends. They were friends that went to school together. That's how they met. And they stayed with best friends. And when he left home at 18, he moved in with them.
And how old was she?
I want to say she's a good 2 or 3 years younger than him. And it was strictly platonic when they lived there. It was real close and best friends. And then over time, it turned into a relationship. I learned that when Whitney Houston was, when she passed away at the scene, an assistant pulled her out of the bathtub, he was there. I didn't know that. I didn't know he was there in the hotel room. And he's the one that has administered CPR on Whitney Houston, too. Until paramedics got there. I think that's weird. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's weird. That's, like, really, really weird. I mean, not even so much weird. That's suspicious.
Yeah, he's at both of them. He's there for both of them like that. And she talked about how she lives in Florida. How she's been talking to Nick on the phone, and he's been saying he wanted to kill us. He's going to kill herself. Why couldn't he say Whitney? Why couldn't he say Bobby Christina? Her son, she says her son never had a problem with drugs and stuff. So Dr. Phil said, well, why did Whitney check him in? Why did they all check into rehab together? Apparently, Whitney, Bobby Christina, and he all checked in rehab together at one point.
Oh, that's just
and she said,
strange.
She said that because Whitney didn't go anywhere without Nick. Nick was like part of the family. Everywhere they went, he went. So she checked him into rehab so that he could go with her. But he wasn't on drugs.
Okay. And now?
Now he's great. Dr. Phil told her if he don't get into rehab now, he'll be dead in a week. He said he could be dead in a week. And they show video of him at the hotel crying, I miss Bobby Christie, I miss Christina, I miss her. He's really fucked up.
Was
but
he high?
Most of the interviews, it wasn't even talking to him. They had to go and get him from the hotel. Or something. He takes Xanax. He supposedly prescribed to him. And he's an alcoholic. He was drinking. He was junk attacked. We really didn't learn anything about him, but that he's fucked up, for real. Use my language, but he needs help. Like Dr. Phil said, it was supposed to be an interview, but it turned into an intervention. He couldn't even talk straight. He couldn't even talk straight. He really couldn't even ask him any questions. And he would just have an outburst, like, I hate Bobby Brown.
It's not funny. I'm laughing at the way you are saying it, of course.
You got to hear him talk. That's how he talked. He talked like he was a 5-year-old kid trapped into a 30-year-old man's body. That's how he talked. He talked like a 5-year-old kid trapped into a 30-year-old body. Yes, it was on Dr. Phil, Tanya. It came on yesterday at 4 o'clock on Dr. Phil. His mom is in denial of his drug problem. That makes it worse. That makes it worse. I was hoping Dr. Phil asked her where the hell she been, but she didn't. He asked her, he did ask her, though, that Bobby Chris's family thinks that he has something to do with what happened to Bobby Chris. She said she don't think the Houston family believes that, but she don't know what the Brown family believes.
I mean, well, does she not know that the Houston family ain't really checking for him either?
Yeah.
They, you know, they're not against him. They're against him seeing her, too, from, you know, what I've gathered.
And the craziest thing that she said is when he told her on the phone that he wanted to kill himself, she called his roommate and told his roommate to watch him. Why not get on a plane and go down there and get your baby?
Mm-hmm.
Who does that? Who calls the roommate, tell the roommate to walk out? And he said he's going to kill himself, watch him. And not say, I'm on my way, or I'll be there short. You know what I mean? I'm about to book a flight. None of that. None of that.
This is her 15 minutes of fame also because, you know, this isn't the first time, even though, you know, Bobby Chris is in the hospital now, so, you know, clearly something went on that day, but this isn't the first time that people have been talking about them in drugs and other things, so I think she just coming to the forefront now because of all of the media attention that she has.
He needs Jesus. And the word of the Savior fixes you.
We're going to pray for him, then.
Yeah,
it's really sad. It's just sad. These young kids and drugs.
And baby, they lost me when they said he's present at all murders. I mean,
I know, right?
That's like, are you giving this kid the drug and telling him to take a bath? Yeah, that is a little weird.
That would make me, you know, want to be like, well, you know, did anybody miss anything when they was looking over Whitney's body to make sure he had nothing to do with it, because even though he may not have had anything personally, financially to gain from it, Bobby Christina sure could, and she did. So that's almost like him coming up too. Mm-hmm. It's sad though. Hope he gets his help, the help that he needs. But you know, we really haven't had an update. They like really keeping hush hush on what's going on with Chrissy now, though. The only thing I've seen, it wasn't the news, it was like one of those Access Hollywood shows or something. They had caught Bobby coming out of Wendy's, I think it was. Girl, he done packed on some weight since. You know, he was already a little chunky, but I mean, he done packed on some weight since all of this happened. But
yeah.
They're still really not saying too much.
I'm wondering if he don't get. I'm wondering. This is what my theory is now about Nick Gordon, since I don't sound like he's been president at all. At all scenes. Okay, you know Whitney was found with cocaine in her system. It says she died from cocaine and heart disease.
Okay.
Now they know they say that Bobby Christina was on some type of drug too. I'm like, what did he? Are the drugs that they were using something that he gave them? Something that he went out to cop? You know what I mean? It makes me wonder, like, is this something that he don't gave them? And then all of a sudden, you know, get us some drugs and then tell them to go take a bath and relax.
Don't take a bath.
Go take a bath and go relax. Go, you know, go relax now. What is he giving you?
I don't know. I don't think he.
Just
I don't think he had nothing to do with Whitney. That well, I don't
bad,
think. Anything. I don't know, Keon.
Yeah,
I think, but no,
it's crazy.
With Chrissy, I think it was more physical because they said that she had like some bruises and unexplained injuries.
Yeah. But the moral of the story is don't get in the bathtub with Nick Gordon in the house.
Nah, I'll wait.
I'll wait.
Let him go take the trash out of something and lock his ass out. So, there's nothing else on TV. Catfish was Catfish last night. These people, you know, anybody out there that's got a online relationship with somebody that uses catfishing, that's just not a safe practice. Because, like, last night's episode, I could look at him and tell that he wanted to, like, thrash that girl. But this is my thing. Mm. If you don't see anybody in person, you don't Skype anybody. Nobody won't send you pictures for 4 years. Chances are you're being catfished. So some of them you should shake your head at, like, come on, son, you knew better. But
yeah.
I just would hate for somebody to get hurt over playing with somebody's feelings and emotions. Do you remember that? And this wasn't really like a cat. Well, I don't know. Remember that white talk show host, Jenny Jones. Do you remember that went up there?
The gay guy.
And then he ended up getting killed.
That
was his secret
yes.
America. Yeah, that was like
yes.
almost like a catfish.
A gay
even
guy was.
He tried to play it off.
That was crazy.
On TV, and
mm-hmm.
he later went back and killed him. That's my fear for the whole catfish thing. That somebody is going to really, really snap. Like, really, really snap. And
it ruined his career.
Did you watch it last night?
No, I'm saying that incident ruined Jenny Jones' career.
Oh, absolutely. That was. I mean, the show didn't end right after that, but not too soon after it did because they felt like it was kind of her fault. And I don't even remember how much time that guy got, and not condoning what he did, but you couldn't help but be like, not that he was provoked, but he was embarrassed. He was
mm-hmm.
really embarrassed. It was sad, though.
That's
but, yeah, these people in this catfish, you
Girl,
know.
I remember that. I missed Catfish last night because I was trying to catch Mobwise reunion.
Oh, I didn't.
Did you watch Mobwise?
I haven't watched that season in so long. In so long. Because, you know, when I used to watch it was just to get a good laugh. Because, for one, these chicks really seriously feel like they have mob ties and mob affiliation. And my thing is just, if you are really, really in a mob, nobody's supposed to know about it. nobody would know about it. You wouldn't be doing a reality TV show. And that one, I can't think of her name, but she gets on my last nerves. She makes me not even, what was the one that the husband was supposedly ratted on everybody? What's
Renee.
Her name? Renee gets on my nerves. Renee, just sit your ass down somewhere. Like, she's just the hardest thing walking. I can't. I've been stopped watching that show.
That's what I watched last night. Last night, it got real on the reunion. It got real. They got to talking about murders. Vivica Fox hosted it. She was the host. In that whole hour, her face with Vivica. Vivica hosted that last night.
Vivica Fox?
Yeah.
For real? No, I didn't know that.
And as much as she was talking and moving around last night, her face didn't move not one time last night. Not an eyebrow. Not a temple.
I mean, that's that gap back on. That's the surgery, and that's that continuous Botox.
Baby, that face was on fleek. I watched that. It was, honey. That face didn't move. I'm like, come on, Vivica. And Vivica's a pretty woman. That's
you
one
know,
thing I don't think I would ever do.
I mean, that's if you don't have a problem with aging. You know, it's just, it's a part of life. And some people, well, you know, especially in Hollywood, you get a wrinkle here or a crow's foot there, and then, you know, they feel rejected or whatever. But I don't know. I can't say this. I would never do anything cosmetic to slow the aging process down. It's going to happen. The more you get older, things are going to sag and fall and dip and all of that stuff. And then especially the ones that go and get the surgery, and it makes them look worse. Like, the more and more Bruce Jenner, but now we know why he was doing what he was doing, but the more and more he got surgery, the more he stopped looking like himself. And I told you, I don't know if you've seen any before and after pictures, but go Google, because I know you got your computer beside you. Google Uma Thurman and look at how she looked. Uma Thurman. And look at how she looks now.
Used to be hot.
Yeah, but girl, you talk about Vivica, then like she could move her face.
Dang.
It's just really, really sad. You see it?
Yes.
She looks
he
like a totally, a totally different person. Now, how do your kids react to that? Like, Mama, who is you?
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah.
the heck?
Yep. Do you,
wow.
Do you remember Jennifer Grey, the one that played Baby in,
Yes. Nobody
okay,
put Baby in a corner.
So do you remember she got a nose job, and it made her look totally different. And I said, see, now you won't be remembered as the girl from Dirty Dancing now because nobody knows who you are.
Dang. Yeah, that's too much. That's too much. They got Lil' Kim syndrome.
Oh, now she, you know, I know that's your girl and all that, but that chick right there, now she has taken plastic surgery to a whole nother level. She just did.
Now, I will say, she doesn't look as bad as in person as she does on TV, but she did do a little bit too much.
She did too much.
She was such a pretty girl. She didn't have to do all that.
No, she didn't.
She didn't have to do all that. That's the thing about it. She was such a pretty girl. I would never mess with my face. Now, I ain't going to say I wouldn't do other things to my body. but I would never mess with my face. That's what I wouldn't do. I would not do such a thing.
I think it's unnecessary. Some surgeries are necessary. You know, people have accidents that need reconstructive surgery and all of that. So that's necessity. But just because anything cosmetic or selective, I've just seen too many horror stories of people going in under the knife and not waking back up. Look what happened to Joan. Look what happened to Kanye West's mother.
Yeah.
And those are just, you know, cases that we know about because they're in the public eye. Look at all, imagine all the ones that don't really get talked about.
You're right.
But I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm aging gracefully. You know, looking at my mom and my grandmama and seeing how for, you know, many years when they got to certain ages, how they didn't look their age. I mean, I don't do anything. I don't know no really full-on beauty regimen or anything like that. You know, there are not really... I've always heard that there is no, like, a stop-aging process. There's nothing you can buy in the stores. All of that stuff is just not real. They make a lot of money with, the illusion that this is what's going to help you. There's really no way to grow back hair. You know, once you start balding, you know, all of those products and stuff on the market, the Rogaine and all of that stuff is just really not supposed to, you know, really work for real. So I'd just be glad to just be alive every day, you know, just to have every day. As I get older, I'm getting away from the more, the whole, not saying that I want to walk around looking busted, but I don't focus on that as much as I used to when I was in my teens and in my 20s, you know, and all of that. Because if you don't know by the time you get to 40 or 41, or I'll be 42 in August, is that beauty really fades. It really, really, even now when I'm being selective about a potential mate, of course, you know, you want, there has to be some unique attraction, some kind of attraction to even make you want to approach each other, but it's just not all about how somebody looks. Because one day,
remember the movie
Cocoon? Like... Huh?
Remember Cocoon?
Cocoon?
The old folks wanted to say, yeah, the movie Cocoon. About the old
with
people going
Weaver?
To the truck to go and stay young forever. It's an old movie. They wanted to, they didn't want to age. It's like all the old couples going to live in this place that they went and were age.
I've never seen that. I thought Cocoon was like a space movie.
They went and they went away to, like they found the Fountain of Youth.
Oh.
Exactly.
I mean, I've heard
like
of the movie. I've just never watched it.
Yeah, like they found the Fountain of Youth. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just would never mess with my face. And I know I'm going to get old. They're seeing any day now, but I'm seeing more and more people, more and more authors on Facebook talk about, like, our books so we can get paid in Kindle Unlimited. I've been seeing more and more of that now. I've been seeing more authors on Facebook talking about download my books on Kindle Unlimited and swipe them so I can get paid.
You know, with the way that people hate on each other as far as authors, you know, and even sometimes the readers do, I could see somebody screenshotting that and emailing it to somebody at Amazon. Somebody's going to mess around and lose their Amazon privileges because, you know, Amazon, you can upload anything, but you piss them off if you want to. They'll make sure, I mean, and not even necessarily make you take your book down, but they'll make sure nobody finds your damn book. And that's just
crazy.
You
know what, that's funny you said that, because I've seen authors say that. Like, y'all think
it's
all fun and games right now? Went to Amazon, find out one of y'all trying to swindle them in.
Oh, yes. You're not going to, because really, technically, even though it's their company policy and all of that stuff with the Kindle Unlimited, they've taken a loss, too. They've taken a loss with this Kindle Unlimited. I don't care what they say. But see, you know, if books was their bread and butter, I'm pretty sure they would reevaluate. But it's not. They have so many different revenue avenues to where this is just one of them. But I've seen and heard plenty of authors say that, you know, they can't find their books. I went here. The link doesn't take it right there. And yeah, and with all of those books that's on Amazon, you could easily get lost. But yeah, somebody's gonna mess it up for everybody. Well, I don't even have any more. I took all of my books out of Kindle Unlimited. But yeah, somebody's gonna mess it up to where now it's gonna be you got to read 20% or half of it, or you know they're gonna come up with a way that you're not gonna buck them, you're not gonna beat their system. And I just feel like that I wouldn't want nobody to just swipe until you get to 10% or 20% or whatever the cap is for them to be able to receive that royalty. I want people to read my book. Even if you start reading and seeing, okay, well, no, this ain't really for me. This, you know, I'm going to move on to something else. That's fine. I won't but read it. Take a chance with it. What is the point of having your books in Kindle Unlimited? You already have, cut out other potential readers because your books are just on Kindle, on Amazon, period, and nowhere else. But then you're asking people to read to a certain percentage so you can make the money on it. So that's just really, your books are not really getting rated. So good luck with that, but. You know, some people, it's just about the money for them. It's just about the money. And they're still within their right, but I need readers. I need feedback, you know. That's just me.
Because I don't get the point of it at all, too. It's like, they're still not reading your work, you know.
Right.
I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Do you see where Angie Stone going around on telling everybody my daughter's teeth is already rotten?
Uh-huh.
That's what they came out so.
Yeah, I did.
I did.
And they showed a close-up.
A picture of her.
Yeah, yeah, she looked like she was having some issues anyway, but still, to get hit in the mouth with a metal, whatever it was. So are they, like, saying what started it all?
An argument. They're just saying an argument. I'm thinking maybe she got fly one minute, two times, and back smacked it. That, you know what I mean, and put her foot up in it, well, in other words, put the metal pole up in it. Put the metal pole up on it. Oh, you know what I wanted to ask you about? Did you see where there's an article on TMZ that says Kim and Kyle's relationship is beyond repair now?
Kim and who?
Kim and Kyle. Beverly Hills sister.
Oh, what happened?
They're saying that it's beyond repair from this season. Kim felt like Kyle wasn't on her side and this and that throughout this season. So you are hot and on something.
Yeah, she is. Kyle doesn't. I don't know if she doesn't want to say it just on air or on camera. But, you know, you can clearly see with the irrational behavior Kim has had lately that she is clearly on something. And I think Brandy knows, too.
He says that Brandy has been more of a friend to her than her.
Well, I mean, what? I don't know.
I'm like, that's because you and Brandy partying together.
One thing I will agree with Kyle with is that I think eventually Brandy is going to put all Kim business out there, and they're going to really pretty much be in the same boat as far as them two not liking each other or going at it or whatever.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. But she's definitely clearly on some kind of drug. Clearly. And I don't think it takes a rocket science to figure that out. Doesn't take a rocket science at all. Yesterday they had the first official press conference for Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao for the fight, May the 2nd. I'm a huge boxing fan.
I'm not.
And I gotta admit, I'm worried. Oh, I am.
I am so mad. I couldn't care less who won. Really. Because these are just two short dudes getting in the ring. But, I mean, the world wanted to see this fight, so all right. Let it happen.
I hope Floyd is hitting this gym because I'm not going to lie. I'm worried about Floyd. I think it might take a miracle for him to pull this one off.
Why? You don't think he's going to win?
I don't think he's going to win. And I'm a huge Floyd fan. And I hate saying that out loud. But I don't think he's going to win. But I think he better be good.
Well, why do you think that?
I think he better be good. Manny's an excellent fighter. Manny's an excellent fighter, and I think Floyd been worried. I think that's why Floyd is just now fighting him. You know, this fight has been in the making for a few years now. You know, Floyd wanted to make the man take a drug test right before he walked in the ring, like the Olympics, and Floyd's scared of this man. I think Floyd's really scared of this man. Oh, look at Tanya. I don't think he's going to win either, and if he does, it's not going to be easy at all. You right, Tanya? I keep telling people, listen, Floyd's going to have to fight for this one. And that's why you ain't seeing him on TV talking all this crap. You know, Floyd used to be on TV talking crap. Now, he in the gym training. He's training right now like Rocky did against the Russian.
You're so
for real. For real.
Well, I've seen something on the internet where what is her name? His name. 50. 50 bet like $1 million on Floyd.
Yeah.
It was in a picture with him. I didn't know if this was an old picture or what have you, but I said, they friends now. I wonder what started their beef anyway. Like, what was it?
They said that when Floyd was in jail, 50 and Miss Jackson was being a little bit too chummy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But now Miss Jackson now with going down.
Okay, yeah, I forgot it was something that had to do with a woman that slipped my mind. Okay.
Yeah, did you see the video where they jumped his daughter at school this last week?
No. Cool.
Some little girl tried to jump his daughter at school last week. She held her own, honey. That little thing held her own. I'm like, I don't know what y'all thought. I'm pretty. She's probably good for this. Lord, don't probably got her together for this stuff like this. Jump there in the school cafeteria.
No, I didn't. I don't like to watch these kids fight in videos.
And except that little girl, she's so little, itty bitty.
Like her daddy.
She's so little, itty bitty. And then another thing about that fight that's coming up, I don't care what nobody says, Latinos, Mexicans, whatever you want to call them, the Filipinos, everybody from that side of the world, they can take a beating, and they long-winded. They can. If you go and look at boxing history, all of them little Latino, Mexican, Filipino men, they all can take a serious beating. The Floyd, It's going to be a tough one for Mr. Floyd. It's going to be a tough one for Mr. Floyd, honey.
But either way, he's saying he's going to make a lot of money, right?
Yeah, it's like a $300 million fight, they said.
Girl, shut up.
But if he loses, But if he loses, he's going to mess up his perfect record. He ain't going to be able to retire perfectly. He ain't going to be able to retire with a perfect record.
Wow,
it's like a $300 million fight, honey.
Damn money just to get in. Well, then again, I don't know what it feels like to be hit, even with all the protective equipment on. And well, they don't have nothing around their face, so yeah, I guess that's a lot to take some punches. But I don't know. I might could take a few hits for $300 million.
And I think he gets 60% of that, if I'm right. Kanye, am I right? I think he gets 60 and Pacquiao gets 40. He might even get 65 and Pacquiao might even get 35.
Well, what if Pacquiao wins?
Doesn't matter. It's still the same
thing. It doesn't matter. The one who wins don't get the majority of the money? Oh, that ain't
possible. You decide your percentages before you can fight. Win, lose, and draw. If Floyd lose, he gets his 60%.
Wow. Well, I guess he can retire on that.
Oh yeah, he got plenty of money. He got plenty of money. And you got to think, when you're boxing, you get cash. You know, you leave Vegas with cash, and it's up to you to pay your taxes.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I don't really care, like I said, who wins either way, but I do want to go to somebody's fight party. You know, I love food. I love conversation. Even though I may not know anything that's going on.
I'll be watching it at a bar in D.C., that's the night of Papaya's event.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to have their after party at a lounge that's going to be watching the fight.
Tanya says they both are going to be sitting pretty when they lose because this fight is huge. And she said she also heard that it was $90 to watch it on pay-per-view. I'm surprised it ain't more than that.
I heard that too, Tanya. And the cheapest ticket to go watch it live is like $5,000. Is what I heard to go to Vegas, like actually watch it live. And a lot of the tickets have already been bought up before they even hit the public.
Wow. Well, I ain't mad at them. I'm gonna make me money. That don't make any money. So if Floyd loses, then who's next up to fight?
He's retired. He's retired.
Both of them?
I don't know. If Pacquiao wins, it wouldn't be right for him to retire because he got to defend that belt. Because he's going to get the belt if he wins. But Floyd's retiring if he don't win. I think Floyd's going to retire if he win or lose. He says, you know, he's about that age. He should be retired. Pacquiao, I don't know who he's going to fight next. I don't know who he's going to fight next if he wins. I want Floyd to win, but I think it's just going to be really tough. I think it's just going to be really tough. I do.
I just had a flashback of you know, when him and 50 were going at it, and not that it's funny. I'm not saying that somebody not being able to read is a laughing matter, but just the, you know, just the shade going back and forth. That was 50 Cent don't care what you say out his damn mouth. And but you know what though? I think I had said something about this a few weeks ago on the show. Vivica said that he was the love of her life. And even still, you know, if he was to even act like he wanted to get back, you know, she would. I wonder what he was like in the bedroom. Did he just put it on her? Because he just seems like that aggressive, rough, bang, bang, bang you out type. Is this too early for me?
It seems like it's little.
Little?
I mean, it seems like it's little. Yeah.
Do you think that's probably why he talked so much trash? And, you know, I'm going to say that has a bully mentality, but, you know, some men that are like how he is are, you know, really are trying to compensate for something else they may be lacking.
Yeah, because I don't think he got that much down there. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think he don't seem like he's packing any.
Well, how does one seem like they're packing?
Huh?
How does one seem like they're packing? Like, who seems like they would be packing?
That guy that Kamora Lee Simmons is married to. That big man Bingo, African man. Desmond.
Give us free.
Amistad. Yeah.
I could never say his name. That's how I used to refer to him. Either give us free or Amistad. Yeah, I could see that. And I'm not just saying it because he's my boo, but Idris Elba seemed like he just, but K. Michelle already put that out there anyway. That he was very, very, very well endowed. Okay, well, let me ask you this then. Because, you know, this has always been something that caused debate. Does it matter? Does size matter?
No, because I don't want nothing to feel like it's coming out my throat either. Don't get it twisted. I don't want nothing to feel like when we're getting it that it's getting ready to bust out my esophagus. Don't get me wrong. I think it's so much as what you working with. You know what I mean? How can you work what you working with? It's the motion in the ocean.
Is it really the motion in the ocean? I think it could either go either way. Because some people got it and don't got no motion in the ocean. You know, well, I'm going to say got it and really don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just ain't really, really got it, but you can't tell them that they don't got it.
Right.
So you say it depends on how you work it. It depends on how you work it. But, okay, so it's the motion in the ocean. Do you think that sex isn't an important part of a relationship?
Yes. Anybody that says it's not is a lie. Yes, I think it is. Yes, I think it is.
I concur. I think that
it's not the most important,
but I think it's definitely important. You know, you want to be satisfied, or if not, then, you know, somebody's going to slip away. Somebody's going to get some outside attention. And I think that goes both ways. Not just the man. Mm-hmm. I think that goes both ways.
I do, too. You know what I seen on Facebook yesterday?
What you see?
Wait a minute. I have been in a situation where I was like, really? That's all you get? You can do with that big ass thing? I know that's right, Tanya. I don't been in a situation where I don't seen it and it was so damn little, and I said, what you think you gonna do with that little ass thing? So I know that's right, Tanya.
You called somebody out. You was like, once you discovered what it was and what it wasn't, you know, will you, you know, get up and leave or have you?
Yeah, I got up and left. Yes, I did. Like, oh, well, this ain't even worth it. What, I'm supposed to sit there and face the phone?
But you didn't give him a chance to see what his motion ocean could do.
Because I didn't even think his boat could reach the ocean. I don't think his boat could stay afloat on the ocean, honey.
Girl. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I know that it has to be the most humbling, embarrassing thing to a man's ego. But at the same time, they know, to me, you know, they gotta know. Because not even just from nobody telling them, but, like, you can see. You can look at it and see what's going on and what's not going on. Wow.
And y'all know what? Mine was a white guy. He had nerve to have red hair.
Okay.
He had the nerve to have red hair and be little.
Poor fella.
What he was, a fella. A fella. Because he failed. He missed him. But I saw Facebook yesterday.
You seen what?
That said, I seen a status on Facebook yesterday that said, it said something like, let's do a Facebook challenge. I challenge everyone to get rid of people's books. Get rid of books that the publishers aren't paying the author. Let me find it. Because I don't want to get it exactly wrong. I seen a status yesterday on Facebook that said, new book challenge. Return all the books of publishers that are robbing their authors. Allows their authors to disrespect readers or any book written in under a month. Let's go. But the gag was, the person that took the status that belonged to one of the companies that ain't paying them.
Well, maybe they might be getting paid, so they don't, you know. Girl.
Okay, because I could go right up under there. I really was right up under there. Well, that means I'm returning everything from your company, too.
I don't know. My mouth is just a little, you know, sometimes some people do things for shock value and conversation pieces and all of that. But, yeah, it would probably be a whole lot of returning if that was the case. And then some of them probably wouldn't even, you know, I don't condone. Was that an author that put that out there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't condone returning anything for whatever, you know, is not as it pertains to books, because that's something that people are abusing. So, you know, if they already, especially if it's been, you know, over a time frame of a year or two, you know, that publisher and author, or, you know, they've already gotten paid. So going back and returning anything now, I could see if somebody put something up about not supporting them in the future. But, you know, if you write up under this so-called company that's doing this, then, you know, what does that say for you? I don't know, but no, I don't condone returning anything.
I was like, well, that's because he's telling people to return your book. She ain't paying everybody over there. And you know what's really baffling me? Speaking of people that have been conversing with their public, you see people are still signing the G-Street.
Is this the same thing, like, after everything that came out about Vicky Stringer?
Yeah.
And people were still signing with her. So, and same thing with the Bankroll Squad. You know, people are still signing with them. And although you may not hear as often about people not getting paid or whatever over there, it's not even the fact that they're not getting paid, but how do you, like, really get paid off of a bunch of 99-cent books? So you might be getting paid, but it's the amount of money that you're getting paid. But as stated before, to quote T. Styles, and this is the truth, people, you'll never make as much as the publisher.
You will not.
You'll never make as much as the publisher. So I encourage people to put your own work out. Take a gamble on yourself. Invest in yourself. You don't have money for a cover? Save. You don't have money for an editor? Save. And then put it out there when you do. And then when it comes back, that. What?
I would never sign to a publication company unless it was a major, me personally.
Exactly. And they ain't knocking nobody that do what they do. They do what they do for their very own reasons. But, yeah, you got to be one of them ones out there that, the only reason why I would even sign right now with a major, and that's just for distribution.
If you can't give me distribution, you ain't doing nothing I can do for myself.
Right. Yeah, I can, no matter, I don't care. This is what people fail to realize, and I'm going to try to say this as quickly as possible because, you know, it's Thursday. Got to get up out of here.
Yeah.
But just because you sign with Jay-Z don't mean you're going to sell like Jay-Z.
Boom.
Just because you rock with Jay-Z don't mean you're going to get money like Jay-Z. I think Dame Dash is a perfect example of that. So say all that to say, it's really good to have good readership and to try to align yourself with people that have good readership. But if that readership is not your target audience, for one, you're not going to sell a book. You know, it's so many different variables. So signing with a company because they got an ass load of readers, you just become another one in the company. That's it. You become another author in that company. That's it. You get lost in the sauce. People forget your name because you know why? It's so many.
You're right.
I think you lose your individuality. You no longer are that one separate entity. Now you've joined a team, so you get identified with that team. And you may not even like a lot of things, you know, people on that team do or say or how they act or how they come across. But guess what? You get lumped with them because you're a part of that team. Get associated with that.
You're absolutely right.
And really, myself, I wouldn't want to be associated with something that's not respected. And when I say that, I mean, signing with a major to me would be amongst some great authors. Because not saying that one don't slip through the cracks every now and then, but you really have to have some talent to be able to be pulled by a major, I think, anyway. So being amongst some great authors would make me, you know, feel so like my work was respected. But being able to jump on board with something that will take anybody, even if you were 11 years old and wrote a little book and will upload that,
that I don't feel no sense of accomplishment in that because it's a joke. And that's just how I feel about this whole thing. It's like this is a joke. Y'all are making a mockery out of books and a craft. It's a hustle to some. And I think some are even trying to see just how many people I can sign up under my belt. It's a power ego type thing that, you know, and I ain't wishing nothing on nobody, but, you know, things like that, you know, they're not going to last. Look at Vicky Stringer. You know, God don't bless mess, I don't think, anyway. So, yeah, I wouldn't even want to be associated with none of that foolishness. Because I think people wouldn't take it seriously. Oh, you one of those authors? Oh, okay. Okay. Next. But that's just my personal opinion, you know. You'll never make as much money as the publisher. You'll never make as much money as the publisher. And if somebody can get on Facebook and post a damn new car and banks and all of that, compare that to yours. To your bank statement, to what's in your driveway, and then just know if that person can get that, then you can get it too. But they're getting it off of you. Be the man. Mm. Don't work for them. You know, if you're gonna do it, I'm gonna tell you what just makes me just like scratch my head. This dude, and I know everybody know who we're talking about, and I ain't hating on him because you know what? I even say his name, David Weaver. If I was to ever meet you, bro, I'd give you the biggest high five. I might even hug you because you did that. You did that. The same way I said about the whole GoFundMe. You can't even knock that girl's hustle, and you can't knock his hustle, because if he finds people that are crazy enough to go along with whatever, and he is the sole beneficiary, then, I mean, what can you say to that? You can't knock his hustle. For real, you really, really can't. But I'd be damned if me as a writer, if I go clock in somewhere every day, plus write, and he don't have to? Mm-mm. Can't. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Said it. Meant it. I can't. I would much rather have what I have and make what I make, no matter how small or great that may seem to somebody. It sustains me. I'm okay with it. You know, you have to be grateful for what you have before you can get anything else. So, you know, and I feel like some of those, you know, people that sign with these companies just really want to take the easy way out. They want a book, but they don't want to do what it has to take to really put it out there.
Mm. You better preach.
But that's just me. This ain't, you know, the opinions of everybody on Truth Be Told, Truth in the AM or what have you. That's just my theory, my thought. But who am I? Yeah, I sure would. I slapped David Weaver's hand so hard. Bruh, you did that. You did it.
He did.
I wonder how much that girl GoFundMe is up to now. Are you still tracking it?
Girl, no, I haven't looked back at it because there's just so many GoFundMes on Facebook lately.
I know.
doing GoFundMes. I've seen one the other day that I was like, you know what? I seen one with some girl just here recently, just this week. As a matter of fact, an author was on there saying that they needed some money because they were getting ready to be evicted and this and that and this and that. And just a couple of weeks ago, you was on there talking about how you bought this, you bought that, and now you're asking people money because you're about to be evicted. GoFundMe has really became a mockery.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother topic.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother discussion.
It is.
GoFundMe has turned out to be a whole big old joke.
That's the same way I see this whole literary community. It's one big ass joke. It's almost funny now. That's exactly how I see the literary community. Like, this is just, y'all people are doing too much. doing too much. You need to inbox me who, you need to inbox me who made that post about the returning of the books and all that good stuff. I have an idea, but, yeah, that's funny though. That's funny.
That's real funny. It's real funny. One more question real quick before we go. How's your daughter doing now? How's your daughter?
She's all right. She had to go to work yesterday, so I was like half asleep when she came in last night, and I asked her how to go, and she was in a better mood, so I think she's gonna stick with it. And I wasn't gonna try to influence her either way. Actually, I said I was just out of it and just hope that she just made the right decision, because I really, if nothing else, I don't care what's going on, it was just an introduction to the workforce for her. This is her first job. So she's never had to encounter that, and, you know, nobody being, I wouldn't say necessarily mean, but, you know, challenging her and letting her know you need to speed up, pick up, and all of that stuff. So I think it was just a shocker to her. But then I was like, you know, I can't shelter her, because there's going to be a lot more of that going on in this world. You know, as she, this ain't going to be her only job. And she just really has to see, you know, if nothing else, what everybody, you know, me, myself included, have gone through. You know, you may want to quit, but when you got bills and stuff, you can't just quit. So
right.
Definitely, so. She went to work, and she went to work. I told them, I call it her fuck'em uniform. I said, go put your fuck'em uniform on and go in there. Excuse my language, everybody. I know it's early in the morning. But go in there with the, I'm Keisha Wood daughter. You know, that's my name. Like, we don't do that. We don't quit. We don't scare easily. And I'm going to go in here, and I'm going to learn this damn register, and I'm going to show all these bitches up in here. That's what I'm going to do. So, and then I called her daddy. I called her daddy that same night and told him to call and talk to her. So he did. She just, I think it was just a shocker for her that, okay, welcome to the work world. She was broken into the work world, but she's doing all right. Her ass in there sleeping there like she done worked 5 days straight. These kids kill me, girl. They so damn lazy. This generation is so damn lazy. Like, I mean, you would have thought that her ass was out there picking cotton. And I mean, I had to get up the other night because I heard noises. I'm like, what the hell is that? In my room with my door closed, with my fan blowing. And you know how loud my fan is because you told me you could hear it yesterday on the show. This chick is young. That's how hard she's sleeping and how tired she is, because she's snoring for the gods. And I mean loud, like a freight train snoring. I said, yeah, they worked their ass at work today. I bet you when she came home, she didn't watch none of her recorded shows or anything. I heard her in the shower, and then that was all I heard until I heard the snoring. But at any rate, let me get ready to get up out of here so I can get right here and get to my sister's house.
Well,
and
have a great day. Enjoy your day.
You too. See, this is the only thing about Thursday. We have, like, 3 days to Monday. But it is also scandal night, so that's always a plus. Oh, one more thing before we go. Did you watch that show that came on after Scandal, American Crime?
No, I didn't watch that.
I didn't watch it. I DVR'd it, and I went back and watched it. I think that's going to be good. I think that's going to be a good lineup. I mean, it's not produced by Shonda. It's not Shonda Lamb, but it's really good. I think you should check it out. But at any rate, thank you, everybody. Tanya, have a blessed day. Everybody else that was listening to us this morning and every morning, we really appreciate it. And you have a good one, too.
You too. I am, because it's supposed to be 60 degrees today, so I'm going to do good.
I know that's right. Well, all right, cheerio, mates. Until we talk again for some more truth in the AM.
Yes,
peace.
Have a good day, everybody.
can make you do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man, 'cause I can't wait much longer. I know I got to be right now, 'cause I can't get much stronger. Man, I've been waiting all night, man. That's how long I've been on ya. Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior. Damn, they don't make them like this anymore. I ask, 'cause I'm not sure. Do anybody make real anymore? Bow in the presence of greatness, 'cause right now that has forsaken us. You should be honored by my lateness, that I would even show up to this place. So go ahead, go nuts, go ace. Sexy in my pastel on my page.